Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So who can be set free? Well, in order to be set free, one must first be held captive in some way, in some form, held captive. Who can be set free except somebody who is in bondage, whether it's in chains literal or chains figurative, somebody who is in bondage to something. Who can be set free except the one who is enslaved, the one who is subject to the whims of another, waiting for freedom? Who can be set free except those who need to be set free? And if the Son sets you free, will be free indeed. Do you need to be set free? Do you need to be set free from some form of bondage, whether it's addiction or whether it's, as we said this morning in Bible study, whether it's debt or whether it's psychological or some sort of something that holds you captive? Do you need to be set free? Who can be set free except the ones who are in bondage, the ones who are held captive? Do you need to be set free? Set free from sin, death, and the power of the devil? Should sound a little like catechism. In fact, I think we just talked about that on Thursday, day and tide. The Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. Do you need to be set free? Some might say, well, I don't need to be set free because, as the Jews to whom Jesus was speaking, we've never been enslaved to anyone. Maybe they should read their history. Some people say, well, I don't need to be set free. I can set myself free anytime I want. I can just stop doing whatever it is I'm doing and I'll be fine. I don't need somebody to help me to set me free. I can take care of it on my own. I can pay off all my debts. I can do all of those things. I don't need anyone to set me free. I fully empowered myself to set myself free. Except that Jesus never talks that way. Because the one who is in bondage can't free themselves. We say that in one of our confessions on Sunday mornings. We are in bondage to sin and we cannot free ourselves. We can't get out. The one who is behind the bars is not the one who opens the door. I don't need to be set free. I'm not enslaved. I'm not in bondage. I'm not subject to anything. I am my own captain of my own ship and I can go where I want. Really? Do you need to be set free? Who can be set free except the one who is in bondage, the one who is enslaved, the one who is held captive? That's the one who can be set free. So who can set us free? Well, we can't free ourselves. We can't get out of our own prison cells. We can't break our own shackles and chains. We can't undo the things that we've done to set ourselves free. We can't do it. So we can look to another. Maybe my neighbor can set me free. Maybe my neighbor can open the door of this addiction, this chain that holds me down. Maybe somebody in the wonders of the world of self-help gurus, maybe one of them can set me free. Maybe if I do more or work more or try harder or pray more fervently or read scriptures more, or maybe if I go on pilgrimage and crawl on my knees up the steps to visit the saint, maybe I can be set free if I do all of these things. If I go all of these places, if I try hard enough and think long enough, maybe I can be set free. But we know where those lead. We know what all of that gets us. The harder that we work, the harder we have to work. And the harder we try, the harder we have to try. And the harder we pray, well, then I must need to pray harder. We know that list. We've been down that road. We've tried everything to set ourselves free. And not just us, but every single human being since the Garden of Eden has tried to set themselves free, and they're not able to do it, no matter how hard they try, no matter what method they employ, no matter what song they sing, no matter what drug they take or book they read. You can't set yourself free. We realize our sinful condition. We realize that we, well, maybe we don't even want to be free. Maybe we're pretty comfortable where we are. We've gotten used to the pain. We've normalized the condition. Maybe we don't really want to be free. After all, there's security behind the prison doors, right? I'm safe. I'm safe in my own prison, safe in the prison of my own making. Maybe I don't want to be free. Maybe I don't want to try. Maybe it's just better to just dwell. Dwell in captivity. After all, we were all born into it. Remember, we are all born into captivity, kind of like that panda at the zoo, right? They've never known what it's like to be free. They don't realize what it's like to be free. They were born into that condition, and so this is just what we're used to. Freedom can be scary. Have you ever seen the release of an animal that has been in captivity and they take it out into the wild and they set it free and the animal's kind of like, I don't know what to do. I'm not used to stepping on grass. Not used to breathing fresh air or seeing the sunlight. Freedom can be terrifying. Freedom can be scary. Freedom can, boy, make you anxious and perhaps even long for captivity again. The people of Israel, as they were being delivered and set free from the captivity of the Pharaoh and the enslavement of 400 years, and they said, we don't know what it's like to be free, and in fact, we kind of long for the days when we were back there in Egypt, in slavery. Sometimes freedom can be terrifying. Because when you're set free, you're on your own. When you're set free, you're actually free. You can do what you want and go where you want and eat what you want and see who you want, and you're free, and there's no constraints. So how do we know where the line is between freedom and captivity? Because we could go out into the free world, but then sometimes we're drawn right back into captivity. You've heard of prisoners who are set free or on parole, and they go and they commit a crime again because they don't know what it's like to be free. And in fact, they've gotten used to being in prison. And so we get this back and forth of people coming out and going back in and coming out and going back in. That describes all of us, you know. That in Christ we've been set free from sin, death, and the power of the devil. We know that. We confess that. We understand that. And yet, sometimes we go right on back to the old comfortable ways. We go right on back, collect that worry back on our shoulders, that anxiety. We collect back all of the addictions. Maybe we even go back to some of those old relationships that were really not good for us, and we continue to go back to the old ways, even though we know we're free in Christ. We've been set free from sin, death, and the power of the devil, and yet there it is. As Paul says, the good that I want to do, I don't do, and the evil that I don't want to do, that's what I keep on doing, and I'm stuck between this, the damned if I do and damned if I don't, and I don't know what to do with myself. And then he proclaims, who can set me free from this body of death? Who can deliver me from this body of sin? Who? Only one. Only one can set you free. Only Jesus Christ can set you free. There is no other name by which we are saved. There is no other name that can set us free except Christ, the Son. And when he sets you free, you are free indeed. The Son has set you free. I don't say that as a matter of let's talk about what that's like. No, I'm telling you today, here, and now that the Son has set you free. You are free indeed. Free from the bondage of sin. Free from the power of the devil. Free from the fear of death and its consequences. You have been set free. In your baptisms, you are set free in Christ. And Paul will say, well, then does that mean we should go on sinning because we're free and we've got grace? And it's like, no. You've been set free. You don't have to deal with that stuff anymore. You've been set free in Christ. Free through his death and resurrection. Free from the waters of baptism, connected with the Word in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You have been set free. You are free, not once, but always. You have been set free. Free from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Now, what do we use that freedom? As those who are set free, we wander out into the wilderness of freedom, and it can be scary. Can be frightening out there because there are lots of things that will tell you are not free. There are lots of things that will tell you what you should do with your freedom and what you ought to do with your freedom and how you ought to behave. You have a list if you want it. But then you're right back to being enslaved to the list. What are we free to do? What have you been freed to do? Honestly, anything. You've been free to love your neighbor as you love yourself. You have been free to love your neighbor. That is why we've been set free to love one another. We've been set free from the law and set free to love. And what will that look like for you or for me? Well, I can't tell you what it looks like for you. I don't know who you will encounter from day to day that God says, hey, love this person. You've been set free to love this person. Love them with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, just as you love God and you love your neighbor. Love this person. What does that mean? I don't know. Love, serve, give thanks, share, all of those things. But the fact is, you've been set free to do all of that or none of that. See, that's the beauty of freedom. You can love or you cannot. We've been set free to love. Now, you'll hear in a lot of modern songs out there on one of the Christian news music stations, we're free to love and dance and sing and all of those things. Yes, that's nice. And you are. But more importantly, you are free in Christ to serve. You are free in Christ to give what you have, where you are, when the opportunity arises, to love and serve your neighbor. Now, if that means you love by dancing, then dance. That means you love by singing, then sing. If it means you love by ringing, then ring. If it means you love by teaching, then teach. If it means you love by giving, then give. If it means you love by doing any of those things, then do it. Do it in the name of Jesus that he has given to you to do. You are free. And if the Son has set you free, then you are free indeed. Amen. And now may this freedom in Christ continue to show us the way forward with the gospel of grace and love. Amen.